Yuki and Tomoko Mack were both on the path to become solo pianists when, at the urging of a teacher, the sisters decided to put together a duo piano recital.
We grew up together. We had the same teacher throughout our life. And, you know, we used to sing together a lot, just playing piano and doing a lot of ensemble work anyway. So when we started playing, it felt very natural. You know, they said that often, like, we look like we're dancing over the keyboard, and we're not even aware of it, but I guess we are moving with music and watching the hands crossing and, you know, kind of pushing. Sometimes we have to kind of push each other.
After the huge success of the recital, the duo hit the competition circuit.
We decided to enter national competition first. After winning the prize, we decided to do international competitions, and we won them. So we figured, you know, we should probably stick with this.
Yuki and Tomoko are not twins, but they are close in age, about 20 months apart. But musically, they are cut from the same cloth.
That we actually have sort of like a sixth sense. We feel the highs and lows of music the same way, and when we express music, I feel, you know, just like Leonard Bernstein said, I think it does speak to people's hearts directly without words. And I think that Yuki and I really want to try to somehow express and touch people's hearts. And that's basically our goal.
The life of a duo pianist includes some challenges you might not consider.
We had to actually work out certain touches or a certain passage that with the same sort of fingering so that we actually struck the keys the same way, because that becomes very obvious, you know, to a really good listener. And that kind of detailed work, plus the pedaling, when we actually do four hands, one piano work. For example, my sister Yuki is on the secondo, and I'm on the primo, and she is doing the pedaling for me because it's more harmonics. And that kind of detail is quite different from working alone with another, let's say, string players or something like that. So that's the difference and challenges, I guess, of being dual pianist.
This Saturday, 7 p.m. at the Kerr Cultural Center in Scottsdale, the sisters perform a program that includes a duo arrangement of Gershwin's Rhapsody in Blue.
We actually can hear the whole orchestral parts plus the piano solo in that four hands arrangements, and sometimes even more clearer than, but you know how there's a dialogue with orchestra and pianist oftentimes. But with the other wind instruments, you don't always hear everything so clearly. And at one piano, four hands, it's really, really very clear. And there's a lot of rhythmical sections that we can feel, you know, since we're sitting side by side, we can synchronize it a little bit better, I think. And people have loved it.
The program also includes works by Smetana, Mendelssohn, Liszt, and Piazzolla.
We had a really nice compliment from people that with this program that they really loved the selection of the pieces. And we hope we can do the same and bring a joy to the listeners and people who come to the concert in Arizona.
Yuki and Tomoko Mack, duo pianists, performing as part of the Red Rocks Music Festival 2013. You'll find complete concert details and a great video of the Mack sisters at kbok.org. For KBOK at the Heart of the Arts, I'm Jane Hilton.